Okay, today we're going to continue in the third parak of Maseches Shviyos, and we're going to learn Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. Mishnah Zayin is a continuation of the last two Mishnayos that we were learning, where we were talking about removing rocks from your field, where we said that if you're removing rocks from your field for the sake of the rocks, because you just need the rocks for construction, that's perfectly permissible, certainly on a Daraisa level. But if you're removing it in such a way where people are going to look and they're going to think that you're clearing it so that you can plow or plant your field, that's going to be Aser Midrabanan. So you're only allowed to remove rocks in a way that it's going to be evident to everybody that you're only removing them in order to use the rocks themselves. So the Mishnah is going to talk about, what about if you have rocks that are embedded in the field? They're not loose rocks. So Avadim Shazah Zosan HaMachareisha. Let's say you have rocks that were shaken up a little bit by the plow, but not fully shaken up to the point that they have already loosened from the ground, as the Bartanura points out, "Vafilu lo zeazatan elisha asidol zazon havikilu zazasan." Meaning, if they're just loosened enough that next time you plow the field, they'll become totally loosened. Oshayu mechusos v'niskalu, or stones that were covered with some dirt, but they were uncovered by the plow, but they weren't fully loosened. But next time you plow the field, they're going to be totally uncovered and loosened. Imyeshbim shtayim shalmasu shtayim shtayim. If you could have 1,000 stones there, but if two of them, just two of them, are heavy enough that you would need two men to lift them, hare elu yinatelu, then you're allowed to take all of the stones in the field during Shemitah, because first of all, the two very big stones are obviously construction type stones, so everyone's going to know that you're taking those stones for the sake of construction. And also, removing the rest of the stones is a weird thing to do right now if you're trying to improve your field, because next time you plow it, those stones will become so much looser and easier to take out anyway. So the fact that you're removing them now shows that you're not really interested in clearing the field. You're interested in accessing these stones and getting these stones themselves. And that's why it does not look like you're preparing the field for any further avodas hakarka during Shemitah. And what if you have stones that are totally loose in the field? Hamasakalisadehu, if a person is clearing rocks out of his field that are just, you know, piled on top of each other in the field. So, you could take the rocks that are on top of the piles, you just have to leave the ones that are on the surface of the ground, that are touching the ground, so that when you're done removing stones, the ground is still not exposed. And then it's going to be obvious that you're not preparing the field for plowing or planting, because the ground is still not exposed for plowing or planting. Or if you have a pile of small pebbles or a pile of big rocks, you take the ones that are on top, but leave the ones that are on the surface of the ground. But if you have, let's say, straw or rock underneath this pile, hareli natel, you could take the whole pile, because it's obvious that you're not able to plant the area underneath, because the area underneath is full of rocks or full of straw. So as long, again, the klal is very pashut, that as long as when you're removing the rocks, it's very obvious that you're doing it for the sake of securing the rocks and getting those rocks for construction, and not for the sake of making your field more plowable or plantable, then it's going to be mutter to do during Shemitah. Now the Mishnah talks about the next Mishnah Ches, is going to talk about if you want to build a construction project of steps that bring you down to an area where water normally gathers so that you can irrigate your field. So you're allowed to do the building of those steps during the Shemitah year. I mean, you're not going to actually irrigate the field during the Shemitah year, that's also to do, but you're just building the steps that will give you access or easier access to where the water gathers, to the narrow, deep area where the water gathers. So ein bonin madregos al pi hageoyos erev shviyas misha pasku hageshamim. You're not allowed to build steps so that, and again, the purpose of these steps, the Bartanura points out, is shelo yachliku biyiridas on the kachas mayim sheneskaptu be'emek bo'osan hagumos, so that you don't slip as you try to walk down the mountainside to access these areas where the water collects, because then it looks like you're preparing this to irrigate your field during Shemitah year. So you're not allowed to build these madrigos even on the year before the Shemitah year, when the rainy season is over, because if the rainy season is over, it's obvious that there's no water left in that area, so to still irrigate the field for this year, you're obviously building these steps to help you for next year, which is Shemitah. So even on Erev Shavuos, after the rainy rainy season is over, you're not allowed to build such steps, because it looks like you're preparing those steps in order to be able to irrigate your field during the Shemitah year itself. But this Isser is only a one-year Isser. It's not more than a year, meaning as soon as the rainy season is over in the Shemitah year itself, then you're allowed to build these steps, because just like in Erev Shavias, when you build these steps, it looks like you're preparing for irrigation during Shemitah. So during Shemitah, when you build these steps, it looks like you're preparing for irrigation after Shemitah. And that's perfectly fine. Now, you're not allowed to, let's say you have this waterway where this area where water gathers, and you want to dam it up so that the water doesn't escape. So you're not allowed to do that even after the rainy season is over during the Shemitah. You can make like a fence out of rocks that have holes in between them so that the water is, it's not going to be watertight. The water will be able to get through. So again, even after the rainy season is over, during the Shemitah year, when you're allowed to build the steps that lead you down to this area where the water gathers, you're still not allowed to build a secure dam to stop the water from escaping. You can build an insecure dam, like just making a chayitz, making a barrier of rocks, and that would be okay to do, because water is still going to be able to escape. Now, while you're doing these things that you're allowed to do, like building the steps after the rainy season is over, or building this insecure kind of dam, if in your construction project you want to access some rocks from your field, and as long as you're standing in the place where you're doing your construction, you're able to reach those rocks, you're allowed to take those rocks from your field. Meaning no one's going to be choshesh that you're removing the rocks from your field in order to be able to plant underneath them, if where you're standing, it's obvious that you're already engaged in a construction project, because then it's obvious that the rocks that you're accessing are for the sake of that construction project. So it's not going to be a problem. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Zayin, we learned that if you have rocks that are somewhat loose but are still somewhat embedded in the karka, as long as two of those rocks are masui shnei b'nei adam, need to be carried by two people, you're allowed to take all of the rocks. And in general, whenever you remove rocks from a field, you have to leave the layer of rock that is closest to the field, unless there is straw or something else underneath where it's obvious that the area underneath is not plantable. And then in Mishnah Ches we learned that you're not allowed to build steps toward an area where water gathers on Erev Shavias after the rainy season is over, but you are allowed to build it during Shavias after the rainy season is over. When it comes to building a dam, though, if you're building a really airtight or watertight dam, then even after the rainy season is over during Shemitah, you're not allowed to do that. But a less airtight or watertight dam, you are allowed to build, even as long as the rainy season is over during the Shemitah year. And whenever you're doing a permissible construction project during Shemitah, you're allowed to use whatever rocks from your field that you can reach from the place where you are doing the construction. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yis Tes and Yud, and that will, Baruch Hashem, bring us to the end of the Perek.